Self-care is accessible and applicable to everyone, but it's one thing knowing the benefits and quite another to prioritise it. Life can be noisy. It can be exhausting too. There are too many things vying for our attention, and sometimes we inadvertently forget how important our well-being is. It's so easily done because the external noise is so, so loud. It comes at us from many different angles and it demands our attention. And so we give it our attention. We place other people's needs and wants ahead of our own and we get sidelined. We live in a fast-paced world rife with social media images of perfection. We don't feel good enough or as though we're doing enough. We compare where we are with heavily filtered snapshots of a single moment in time and wonder where we're going so wrong. Drowning out the noise and tuning into your wants and needs isn't easy. We forget what it is that nourishes us. We forget that we matter. Our actions tell everyone else how important they are and where we come in the pecking order, usually near the bottom, a mere afterthought. So many of us have danced to other people's tunes throughout our lives. We live to their ideals and expectations, allow them to shape and design our lives. Our boundaries become wonky. We lose a sense of who we truly are, what we truly want and need. And we wonder why we feel so disorientated and tired to the core. We've given everything we have and have nothing left for us. Sound familiar? When we're operating on a frazzled level, day to day, we're opening the door for so many illnesses to walk right in. We're creating the perfect storm for ill health, mental and physical. But to incorporate self-care into our everyday lives, we need to kick some existing habits to the curb, introduce new ones, and become mindful of what it is that truly makes us feel self-cared for. And that's no mean feat. The very act of thinking about self-care can dredge up feelings of selfishness, guilt, and unworthiness. We continue to put ourselves at the bottom of the list and wonder why we feel so frazzled, unfulfilled, and antsy. It's a minefield, one we're going to face head on, together. This isn't any old book about self-care. The onus is on the word self and what we might be able to learn about ourselves. In addition to my penny's worth, you will find journal prompts and suggestions of ways you can address some of the common barriers. Whether you decide to read it right through and then return to those, or pause when they arrive, is up to you. Whatever feels right for you is the name of the game. Jane. P.S. You can find me online. Come and say hi. I'm on Instagram and Twitter @JaneHardy_.